This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Just 6 days out from the official election day, wrapping up the May primary election. And U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley running for re-election, and the senator joining us this afternoon. Thanks for being on.
You bet, Kyle. I'm tremendous to be with you.
So I guess, first of all, you went to the U.S. Senate in 2009, so you've been there a while. What led to your decision to seek another term in office?
You know, I was really considering retiring this past year, but then we saw significant issues for our constitutional system in which the president started shredding the Constitution and the big responsibilities of Congress. And one of those is the power of the purse, and one is power of taxation, power, the question of war, and then oversight. And I said, you know, this is really a new type of crisis for our country. It's a constitutional crisis. And I can't tell everybody how important it is right now to be engaged to save our republic and retire. So it means I'm signing up to run for election this year for another 6 years.
Now, you, when you first went to Congress, how different was that than being in the Oregon State Legislature?
Well, the Oregon State Legislature is much more coherent. You have debates on the floor where you can have people are limited to 5 minutes, so they're all talking to each other, persuading each other, maybe voting on 10 bills in the course of an afternoon and evening. The U.S. Senate, however, has become very paralyzed and extraordinarily partisan. And so it's really damaging our democracy to see that type of paralysis and partisanship. And so it's a tougher arena.
And for being in Washington, D.C., how do you feel like your position there, your committee assignments, et cetera, how does that help residents of Oregon, even maybe the ones that disagree with you quite frequently?
You bet. Well, I am the leading Democrat on the Interior Committee, so I've really been able to push for projects related to our BLM and forest lands, including forest management. Over the last 6 years, while I've been on that committee, we have greatly increased the amount of funding for forest management, meaning more thinning, prescribed burns, more mowing, trying to decrease the risk of fires on the front end, but also supplying a steady stream of saw logs to our mills. And in addition, I've been able to advocate, by being on that spending committee, for community-initiated projects. So across Oregon, I go to all 36 counties every year, meet with the local leaders, hold a town hall, and then proceed to work with them on their top priorities. And I've been able to deliver over 500 projects for communities all across the state because of serving on that committee.
And can you, you know, when you the projects actually get done, of course, that's a process. It takes a while. But when you see something new, a program, a building, a facility, whatever, that's something that's going to be there for the long term.
Yes, absolutely. And it's many cases, folks are saying we need these clean water projects. Otherwise, it's wastewater treatment. It has been including the piping of irrigation canals to save water for our irrigation districts. We've seen mental health facilities, child care facilities, whatever is most important to the various communities. And then I've been able to do things like save the helicopter over on the coast in Newport when it was threatened to be taken away.
And I know that was a big concern over there, just from the logistics, if a need was in one area and that helicopter wasn't close enough.
Well, this is something that I really had a conversation with the head of the Coast Guard about. When they first tried to remove it, I challenged him to come out. I said, we'll go out on a boat and you can jump in the water off the Oregon coast for 15 to 20 minutes, keeping in mind that our waters aren't like the Gulf of Mexico or the East Coast of the United States. Our waters come from the Arctic. They're damn cold. If you're still alive after 15, 20 minutes, we'll haul you out. And you know what? We kept our helicopter.
Interesting way to do that. As you look over the last year, along with maybe that, what are some of the other accomplishments you feel especially proud of?
Well, in addition to saving the helicopter and getting the Secure Rural Schools funding, blocking the sale of our public lands was a big victory. We don't want our camping and hunting and hiking areas, places we just enjoy being to feed our souls, to be sold off to Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. And then I led the fight on the Epstein files, and so we got the bill passed that required the disclosure of the papers. And then I really was able to get that much more increased funding for forest management, and then over 100 community-initiated projects in this year alone.
What's some of the current legislation that you're working on?
Well, my focus is on the foundations for families, healthcare, housing, education, and good paying jobs. In kind of an interesting twist, President Trump has picked up several of my initiatives and supported them. One of them was to stop stock trading by members because it's corrupt. Second is to have the best drug prices in the world, not the worst. And the third was to get the hedge funds out of the housing markets. Those billionaire hedge funds are buying up homes, driving up the cost, raising rents, and the dream of home ownership is dying for folks in their 20s and 30s, and most people in their 40s can really afford a down payment now. So we really have to fight for those factors.
With fire season coming really soon, especially in some areas, even later this week, what are your concerns there given the weather of the past 12 months and where we might be on fire season?
Buckle your seatbelt. It's scary as hell. We've got a lot of drought, and then we had very little snowfall in eastern Oregon. In fact, every single county is below 50% of its normal median snowfall. A number of counties are between 0 and 5% of their normal average or median snowfall. We have the prediction of emerging El Nino that generally increases temperatures. We have the fact that the Forest Service is saying prepared for a longer, hotter summer. And so I've been doing everything I can to get more resources. And one of the things I've done is get a bill passed to train up our National Guard members to be able to be assistant crews. And we've greatly increased the amount of funds for fighting fires. We've raised the pay for our firefighters, so we retain talent from season to season. But with all of this, I am very worried about a rough fire season to come.
And do you feel like some of the changes with the Forest Service itself may take that situation and exacerbate it?
Well, I'm really terrified of the plan that they had to take all the forest fighting effort of the Forest Service and put it in BLM. It's a much larger, more extensive crew on the Forest Service side. And to have that moved into the BLM made no sense. I was able to work with Senator Murkowski of Alaska. We're working on the Interior Committee together. And we were able to require a study to slow all of that down so that essentially it's been, they've guaranteed they will not proceed until after that study is done so we can get more insight on how to do a reorganization that would help and not hurt. And then I'm worried about the broader Forest Service reorganization, which is planning to cut another 7,500 of our folks in green in our parks and Forest Service lands across the country. And that piece is one going forward without consultation with Congress, and that's a challenge as well.
And moving the headquarters of the Forest Service, changing the structure of state offices, what are your thoughts there?
Well, moving the headquarters west may not be the worst idea in the world. I just think the details matter, and that there should be real experts coming in to say, here's the type of folks we're moving, here's the folks who are retaining to work with Congress, here is how we'll make sure we maintain the research services, because the president's budget zeroed out research on our forests. That's unacceptable. That will not happen. I will not let that happen. But those are concerns certainly related to this reorganization.
As we're into the election cycle, how do you feel like your party will fare in the midterm elections?
Well, I do think the blue team has a lot of momentum right now, in part because the tariffs that the president has put on have hurt everybody in the country. The war has hurt everyone in the country. And a lot of folks are really concerned about his unconstitutional grabbing of the powers of Congress, the power of the purse, where he's shut down programs the law requires him to execute on. He's created programs the law doesn't allow him to do. He has taken the power of taxation on tariffs, which the Supreme Court ruled was unconstitutional. He has proceeded with war that belongs, the question of war belongs to Congress. And so I think there's a lot of folks very concerned about the many strategies that he's employing to create a more authoritarian state. I just never thought I'd see this in America, and it's generating a lot of sense that people need to turn out in this coming election and send a message.
You mentioned the war. What are your thoughts on where we are currently with Iran? It seems hard to track exactly where it's going.
Well, this war, was launched initially, the president said, because he didn't want retaliation against sites around the region that Israel's going ahead. It's like, Israel's going, so we have to go. Well, that's like the tail wagging the dog. But then he kind of converted over to saying, well, this is about protecting nuclear materials, prevent a nuclear bomb. What has happened with this is it has become a massive failure. It is essentially empowered and strengthened the hard right. It has weakened the reformers. It's resulted in the death of American service members. It has resulted in many who are injured. It's spending $1 billion plus a day. It's raised the cost of the gas pump. It's damaged the relation with allies. The nuclear materials are buried deep underground with no ability or strategy on how to extract them. And it's enriched Russia. So in so many ways, this is really a failure that demonstrates why our founders said the decision to go to war needs to be an issue debated and voted on by Congress, not pursued by a single person in the executive office.
Are you concerned that some of our normal allies have pushed back on this, not been supportive, not done what the president asked of them? Do you see any potential for long-term consequences in these long relationships?
Well, the president didn't consult with the allies before launching this war and did not ask for their help in the beginning, saying we want to go it alone because we're such a big, tough country. And when he did finally realize that he needed their help, he had launched a strategy that was a failing strategy, and the allies said this is not the way to go, so we're not going that direction.
All right. It looks like we've got to wrap up. I know you've got to get back on some other things. Senator Jeff Merkley, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Hey, wonderful to be with you. Thanks so much.
1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.